I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, the Harvey Weinstein story continues to be the dominant story in Hollywood. The Weinstein Company fired Harvey Weinstein in the wake of two blockbuster stories, one from The New Yorker, one from The New York Times. You know, what started out as a story, it seemed to be about sexual harassment, turned into a story about allegations of actual assault and even rape in some cases. Harvey Weinstein was fired. His company is trying to figure out whether it can survive. I read that he blames his brother Bob for having leaked stuff on him to do him in, which is very Cain and Abel. This has just stunned Hollywood.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere in Hollywood without hearing topic A, Harvey Weinstein. What do you think? What did you know? Who have you talked to? What's going to come out? Is this the beginning? The fact that there has just been an avalanche of women coming forward with the most horrible stories. I mean, Kate Beckinsale said today that Harvey couldn't remember if he had assaulted her.
When she was 17 years old.
I mean, that would have been unthinkable a month ago. It would have been the worst story. And then it's like one of, 10 that you've read today.
Yeah, I have known about this story for literally a couple of decades. We at The Hollywood Reporter have taken swings at the story. We almost thought we had it a couple of years ago, and then our source withdrew. It was very hard to get it on the record. So a lot of the discussion now is, what did you know? Why didn't publications publish? Which reporters were on the take and which reporters were just frustrated by the difficulty of getting the story to journalistic standards? You know, is Harvey Weinstein going to face a criminal prosecution? And who else, most of all, above all, who else is going to be in the crosshairs?
Yeah, all good questions. I think the NBC angle is particularly interesting here because Ronan Farrow, who works for NBC, ended up doing that story originally for NBC and then taking it to The New Yorker, which has caused NBC News to be under fire for killing the story. They insist that the story was not ready and it did not rise to the level of their standards at the time, which may be true, but it really doesn't look good for them after the Billy Bush tape fiasco where they sat on that and then the Washington Post broke it. Now they have this other gigantic scoop in their lap and they didn't do it.
And they cut him off to the point where he had to pay for cameras with his own money at one point. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I think this line of attack that the story wasn't ready, we have stories all the time that aren't ready until they're ready. We say, well, can we get another source on this or go back and check this out? But you don't look at what he had, which included a tape of Harvey Weinstein harassing this model in the corridor of a hotel in what was a sting set up by the cops, for God's sake. He had that. You know, you don't just say, oh, it's not ready. That's not a thing in real journalism.
Yeah, that tape alone seems newsworthy enough to go with. So I don't know what the specific situation was there. But, you got to ask them, like Ronan Farrow said, you got to ask NBC what they were thinking.
I have to say, I just never thought I would see the day. I mean, I've heard about Harvey Weinstein's behavior with Gwyneth Paltrow 20 years ago. I heard about the behavior with Rosanna Arquette 20 years ago. And the idea that we're now talking openly about this, it's something that I'm still getting my mind wrapped around. And I've been absorbing this for the last several days.
Yeah. The question I think everyone is asking around town right now is, who's next?
Who is next? And will people go on the record when executives are still in power? Harvey was not in the height of his powers. I think that had a lot to do with it. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.